Hi, is this Dwight?
It is.
Hi, Mr. Taylor. It's Paul calling you back here from Local Splash.
Hi,
now, I know that Lulu does a very good job of outlining the basics of our service. And do you use Google yourself? Are you familiar with that local map that pops up near the top of the page?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I mean, it is kind of where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't necessarily know who to call. And for you especially, Dwight, that's the power of this listing because it is a young company. And for something like this, people don't need to know the name of your company to find you as a top option when they're on Google or Bing. I mean, as long as they're in that 50-mile service area, if they're looking really for any of the services that you're providing, grading or resloping, land clearing, stump removal, or for any of the services you want to be found for, our job is to make sure that your business is one of those top options. Of course, that's where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made, and the calls do come directly to you. And to be honest with you, of course, you won't be the only company that pops up on the first page when someone is in your area looking for a guy who can do what you can do. And, of course, that means not everyone who sees you on the first page will decide to call you. But that's actually a good thing. You're only going to get calls from people who look at your website first, see something that they like, and then they decide to call you. They're making a conscious, informed decision to reach out to you because they're excited to speak with you. They're hoping you're available to do the job, and they're hoping that your price is fair because they really want to hire you. So it's a very high conversion rate for the calls that you get, and, of course, the calls come to you. So you're not paying for a lead. You're not chasing down a lead. You're not in a bidding war with your competitors. Now, I did want to ask you, because right on your website, there's a number and name, Sean Moose. Is he your partner?
Well, I'm the sole owner of the business, and Sean works with me every day, and we really split, we're really partners, but not on paper, if that makes sense.
Integral part of your business, but you're the owner, you make all the marketing purchases, so we don't have to actually get Sean on the line for this conversation then, right?
Right. No, I'm a sole owner.
Okay.
I split everything with Sean because he's got equipment that I don't have and whatnot.
Oh, that makes sense. So it's a good partnership. You guys work together. You can offer more services because, you know, like you've got equipment he doesn't have, he's got equipment that you don't have. So that makes a lot of sense. Are you doing any commercial work or are you focusing more on the residential market?
Mostly residential.
Okay.
Commercial wise, I would be willing to do, you know, maybe grading a lot for a small business.
Okay.
Not big enough to grade. To do grading, major grading work, or
I gotcha. Okay.
You know, somebody wants to build a city block, then I'm not going to call.
Oh, I hear
somebody wants to put in a dentist office, and they need to clear a lot. Then
you can
I could do that.
I gotcha. Well, that's good. Yeah, and that, I mean, the reason that I ask is, you know, of course, we're going to focus on that 50-mile service area, but that we'll target specific cities, zip codes, even subdivisions where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found so we don't draw a big circle around you. There are places
a little farther away. Stay
less
than 50 miles.
That's what Lulu put down there.
50 miles is a long way from where I'm at.
With equipment and everything else.
One or two trees they want taken down, and I got to go drive that far and give an estimate, and then come back home and then take the equipment there.
Okay.
That's a little bit far for
sure.
It wouldn't be, except we've been getting a lot of work closer.
Well,
so,
the only reason I say 50 is that's what Lulu put down there. And what I was going to say is even if it's 20 miles away but you don't want to go there, we'll make sure that you're going to be listed in the city, zip code, subdivisions, even where it's going to be most profitable if you to target those residential and even small commercial jobs. And of course, oh, I was asking about the different services is, we'll tailor the, not your last name, but we are going to tailor your services. We're going to tailor the content that we create, spelled with the I-L, A-I-L, to your specific needs of your business, right? We want to make sure that the people who need your services are going to find you, but that you're only getting calls for services that you provide. That way, like I said, it's going to be a high conversion rate. And I do like the look of your website. You know, it talks about your services, talks about your business itself. So obviously, like I said, when people call you, it's because they want to speak with you, you know, and God willing, you're going to get enough calls for even turning off your Angie's or shutting it back a little bit here. I'm not telling you have to stop using Angie's, but most of my clients find it preferable to get calls directly to them versus paying for leads. Even the ones that have experience and success, and from Lulu's notes, it looks like Angie's is kind of hit or miss. You get a couple of jobs here and there that offsets at least the leads that don't go anywhere. But my clients,
can I interrupt you one moment?
Absolutely, Paul? Absolutely.
Not to cut you short by any means, and
okay.
I'm definitely interested in what you're telling me. But if you could kind of just give me a rough ballpark figure, then
yeah,
I may could pay you if you're wasting your time for now.
Well,
or not.
I was just getting to that, and what I was thinking is if you know, like a site prep job might be over $150 for a single lead, you know, you might be paying $40, $80 or over $100 on average for the leads. I don't think I'm even asking you to dig deeper into your pockets for additional advertising dollars. This would get your phone ringing enough that you could scale back and instead of paying for leads, use our service instead, because it's a flat rate on a month-to-month basis. And for a new business, we reduce it by quite a bit. You actually save almost 40% off the cost of the service, and you'll see that $200 savings every month. It brings the rate down from what would have normally been $599 a month to just $399, and it is on a month-to-month basis. We know that you'll see results in that first month, and if you keep it beyond that first month, it's going to drop down another $100 down to $299. And that's an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. You're not paying per click call or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. So I think in the long run, not only is it going to make you more money then the Angie's, it's probably going to be more affordable, certainly more cost-effective if you're able to scale back on those leads. Now, I know it's a young and small company. Would something like that be in the budget for branding your business on Google?
It would be.
Okay. I mean, the thing about Google, Dwight, is you're going to reach more people. Not everyone uses Angie's, but pretty much everyone uses Google. If they're not using Google, they're probably using Bing, the other major search engine. You'll be listed there as well, and on any device that accesses the Internet. Laptops, tablets, smartphones, of course, PCs, vehicles, even with Internet access. As long as they're in your service area, they'll be able to find you. And Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone. You've got a website already, but unfortunately right now it's kind of like a digital business card. You kind of have to let people know the name of your company and the website for them to find it on their own. But as a young company, traditional word of mouth is not really kicking in just yet for you. But,
I have it listed on Google Business, and it's,
mm-hmm.
it's
you have a Google you have a Google page, right?
It's starting to pop up a little bit higher. I've been watching it; it pops up a little bit higher. But so you're
for Taylorsville at least,
it guarantees me to be on that first page.
for the keywords and search phrases related to the services that we promote for your business, which of course will be geared towards the services you most want to be found for, and not just in Taylorsville, anywhere in 25, 30 miles. If you know, there are some places that you want to go that are beyond 30 miles, we can target those places as well. And of course, getting you on that first page, that's the important thing. You know, that's where most people go when they don't know who to call. Of course, nobody calls their dad anymore to find out who they should call. No one uses the yellow pages anymore. But we do Google. We Google it, and whatever it is that we need, we can find what we're looking for. So we want people who need your services to find you and pick up the phone and call you. Now, like I said, big jobs are small, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month. It's only ever going to be that flat rate. And like I said, it drops from $399 down to $299 after the first month. It stays locked in at $299 for as long as you use the service. You're not going to pay a percentage of your profits or anything like that. It's just that flat rate. So in that sense, it's a lot easier to budget for than something like Angie's, which of course depends on how many leads you get and how much each lead costs. With us, it bills once a month for the exact amount, so you know in advance. You know,
right.
You'll get a detailed reporting system as well.
And I can discontinue that at any time without a contract or anything?
That's exactly correct. It is completely at will, no contract, on a month-to-month basis. So you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved, and you can pause it. I mean, if you end up getting more work than you can take on, or if you want to go on vacation, you can even pause the service seasonally if necessary. And as long as you're a happy, satisfied client, that reduced pricing does apply. The new in business rate is actually by far the lowest rate that we offer to the public. And as I said, it's not an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. It really kind of amounts to an assistance program just to make it affordable for younger companies, because your success is our success, you know. It's month to month, but we know our clients keep the service long term because it's profitable to be on that first page. And nobody cancels on profit. If it makes dollars, it makes sense.
Well, I'm with you so far.
Mm-hmm. Now, as I was mentioning, that tracking system makes it really easy for you to see exactly how much work you're getting, where the work's coming from, the breakdown of keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search. And you'll also be able to see the work that we're doing to get you on that first page. Like I said, we are going to create the content that Google wants to see. So it could be a Yelp listing, a Facebook page, Super Pages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce, all of those directories, and there's dozens of them, they function like a website. They talk about your services and your service area. We don't necessarily create that content for your customers to see, but that's what Google and Bing search for. That's what gets indexed when someone is looking for something, and it happens in an instant. But when you've got the content that reassures Google that you would provide those services if someone were to call you, that's what puts you ahead of your competitors. Now, keep in mind, that package also does include a social media campaign. There's going to be paid Facebook ads included in that price. So for anybody in the area who is either actively going on Google and Bing and searching for an excavation contractor, or it's in the back of their mind that they need the work done, and then they see your ad on Facebook, they click on it, it goes to your website, it works the same way from there. They're already interested, they're looking at your website, they pick up the phone and they call you. It's real cost effective. It's like 20, 22 cents per click. There's $100 of Facebook ads included in that package, so you're looking at like 400 clicks in a month from people on Facebook, and unlimited opportunities from people that see on Google and Bing. The businesses that are on the first page typically see between 1 and 2% of the total number of searches for their services, translating into direct phone calls. Now, I know you said you don't really want to go 50 miles, so about a minute or so ago, I did a search for, I came up with the eight of the most popular search phrases. So not everything that you provide and not all the things that people could type in. So this is kind of a conservative estimate of what to expect. But for the eight most popular search phrases related to excavation, in that 25-mile radius of the 28681. There was 1,814 searches. Now, that's probably not 1,800 people looking one time. People like to look a couple of times in a couple of different ways, and I'm definitely not telling you you're going to get 1,800 phone calls. But, like I said, 1 to 2% is what you would expect. So even just with that kind of limited search, you're looking at 1,800 searches, 1% is 18, 2% is 36. We can scale it up a bit with all the other things you could be found for. If you're getting 20 or 40 phone calls in a month from someone who needs your services and saw your website before they called you, even a modest conversion rate is going to have you not just offsetting the cost of the service, but profitable and maybe even able to pick and choose the jobs that are going to be most profitable for you for your and for your time.
Right. So, correct me on this on Google itself. Mm-hmm. Are you actually affiliated with Google?
We are. We are a Google partner. Now, anyone who calls you and tells you that they are Google, well, they're telling stories. Their pants are on fire. Google doesn't actually make these calls to small and medium-sized businesses. While they do have a division that deals with the nationwide chains, it's been a little over 8 years since Google started a partnership program, partnering up with digital marketing firms and SEO companies to provide these types of services for smaller and medium-sized companies. And we were one of the very first companies to join that partnership program. We were already in business almost a dozen years. We're going to celebrate our 19th anniversary a little later on this year, and Google recognized our track record and our experience putting and keeping businesses on that first page. So, like I said, we were one of the very first companies to join that partnership program.
So as far as, like, the reviews that you get on Google, does that up you in the list any?
Well, you know, it used to. I can tell you that much. Boy, it's been, well, the 17th of this month is going to be my 10-and-a-half-year anniversary. I've been with the company for a while here, and it used to be that reviews did make a big difference. Google changes their algorithm all the time. They kind of fiddle with and experiment with certain things that they know they're not going to implement long-term just to kind of learn things. But reviews don't matter as much as they used to. You've got 4-5-star reviews, and people can see at a glance that people like what you do. They'll probably click on your website before they click on your reviews, but if they click on your reviews, they'll see good things. Reviews do help with conversion rate. You know, people want to work with a company that other people are saying good things about, but you've got the 4 or 5-star reviews right now. Now, we can help you get more reviews, though. I mean, I would send you a link to the review tab of your listing, and you just have to email it out to people that have used your services and make it as easy as possible for them not only to respond to that email, but to have those reviews go right where you need it most, which is right on your Google listing. So we can certainly help you with that. But yeah, you know, the reviews themselves don't always help. I've seen businesses that are in the number one spot with no reviews. I've seen businesses that have, you know, 150 reviews, and it doesn't really help them with the placement. What matters most about the placement is, like I said, all of the content that Google wants to see and looks for. And we're talking about stuff that no one's ever heard of, like Opendy, Point.com, Solio, Telnav. Those are directories too, just like Yelp and Facebook, although they're not known at all to the public. You know, the directories that you'll have that your competitors won't have, that kind of sets you apart in Google's eyes, really kind of hits home that you'll provide that service. And if someone were to call you, you'd do a good job for them. So that's what's going to get you ahead of your competitors.
Well, I'm still with you.
Let me do this for you, because I want you to know exactly who we are and what you'll be getting. Like I said, the name of the company is Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website. And I'm sending you a link to the pricing page, which is localsplash.com/SEO-packages. Now, it's an SMS message through the computer, but it does work just like a text message. So you should have that on your smartphone. And if you can maybe put me on speakerphone and open that up, at the very top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to see that?
Hold on just a minute. Let me catch up with you.
No problem.
Where are you based out of, Paul?
We're based out of California, just like Google and Facebook, but as a Google Premier partner, our service area is all of the United States and Canada, and every industry under the sun, every industry that you and I can imagine, and hundreds of others that we would never even know was a real business. But, when you're a Google partner, no matter what becomes available, it's our job to call through the area, reputable companies like yours. You have to have some type of online presence, which, of course, you do. You've got that Google listing and, of course, no bad reviews. You know, you've got nothing but good reviews. That's what made the short list for Lulu and Tara to reach out and call. And you spoke with Lulu, of course.
If I wanted to say, this is for example, say I wanted to say tree service and I wanted to keep that within a 20-mile radius, but demolition, I wanted to keep it within 35 miles.
Sure.
Is that
sure,
possible
absolutely.
To do that?
It really is, and especially with the Facebook ads. We can run the specific ad, and we're going to run like 6 or 8 different ones for the most popular services and search phrases related to those services. And we'll kind of see which ones are working, retool the ones that aren't working. But we can target exactly where you want those ads to run. So like you were saying, if you want to have tree service stay closer to home, but, you know, for demolition, you're willing to go a little bit farther, we can exactly do that with those paid ads.
And what about the Google searches?
So the Google searches are going to be dictated by what becomes relevant for you. So when people see you listed on Google and they're clicking on your services for those different keywords, that's what's going to determine how far you're able to be found. Now, that might mean that you may end up being found for tree services 35 miles away and getting phone calls from people. And then if they're saying, yeah, I've got one tree to take down, you know, if it's like 35 miles away and a little farther than you'd want to go, you could politely decline. And that's the best part about this. I mean, I know that from talking to other business owners, when you're paying for leads, like something like Angie's or Thumbtacks, Networks, Craftjack, when you're getting so many leads that don't turn into work, you're feeling pretty compelled to take the job that does turn into work, even if it's less than ideal, even if it's a little too far away for the particular service. With this, you're going to be able to pick and choose maybe the job that's closer to home that you can get done quick. Maybe it's a bigger job, but you're going to be paid well for it. Whatever the reason, like I said, when you get the calls directly to you and you're not paying for leads, you can be a bit more selective with the jobs that you take.
Yeah, I mean, because I run into that quite frequently.
I can imagine.
You know, somebody needs... And it's happened off Google, and it's happened off Facebook.
Right.
And Angie Leads, of course, to where, you know, it's not really cost-effective to go.
Yeah, they're too far
away
from the size
of the
job.
A smaller job.
Yeah.
But if I'm going to go and take all my equipment and leave it for 3 days or 4 or 5, whatever.
Right.
Then it's not quite as bad.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to be there doing a bigger job, it's definitely worth it. And, you know, like I said, that's one of the best parts about our service and why I definitely recommend including those Facebook ads. It's the platinum package if you're able to open up that link. If you're telling me, yeah, I'm just staying in town, you know, I'm only going 5 or 10 miles, then we'd be saying, hey, well, you know, we don't even really need the Facebook ads. But if you're willing to travel even 25 or 30 miles, and certainly if you want to, you know, maybe be found a little bit farther for certain things like demolition, the Facebook ads really help us to do that. And then that's going to kind of help you be found in those areas for those particular services as well on Google and Bing. Were you able to open up that link at all?
Yes, sir. I'm looking at it now.
Okay. And one of the things I did mention is you'll be able to track your success. 24/7 access, we call it your client dashboard. one of the things I did not mention, you were asking before about reviews, you'll be able to monitor your reviews right from your tracking system, and not just Google reviews. On any of the directories that we create, if it's Yelp or Foursquare, Bing, Superpages, Manta, wherever those reviews originally populate, they will repopulate on your tracking system. So you can request reviews or respond to reviews right from your dashboard. You can even have us respond to those reviews for you on your behalf. We would do that at no additional cost if you wanted us to. Like I said, over 18 years of experience. December 17th is when we'll officially change that to 19. That's our anniversary. 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. I mean, when it's a month-to-month service, we have to keep your phone ringing and earn your business for you to be a satisfied client. Now, halfway down on that link, it says Google Ads Partner, and there's a little box that says Google Partner on it. It's got that colorful Google G. Now, Dwight, right. That is not just copy and paste it off of the Internet. That's actually our official badge of authenticity provided to us by Google. And if you click on that box, it goes right to google.com/partner. So right on Google's website, you can see that local splash is a Google partner. And, of course, that does make all the difference in the world when Google's making changes to their map or pack algorithm. They let us know what those changes are in advance, whether it's having us create additional directories or, you know, take down certain directories, whatever it is, we make sure that we're doing that ahead of the curve to keep you on that first page and keep your phone ringing. Of course, that's where most people will make that buying decision. So we're talking about the SEO packages. Again, this would be the Platinum package, real budget-friendly, cost-effective way to target your specific area. If you're telling me you're wanting to go 100 miles away, something like that, if you're like a big company with multiple crews, then we might be talking about either the Platinum Premier or the Ideal package. Those contain Google paid ads, like pay-per-click ads, AdWords, which are like $10 or $15 per click, but still also cost-effective because they work. You know, you get jobs out of it. But I think the Platinum package would be ideal for you. There's some other bells and whistles off the other packages, Amazon Alexa and things like that. I can include that in that Platinum package. You know, like I said, I'm actually going to reduce the cost of the service. Now, as far as that setup fee goes, I'm going to waive that setup fee entirely. It's mostly for us to build a website, where, but you've already got a website.
Where do I see the that on here?
Do you see where it says SEO packages towards the very bottom?
Okay.
It says SEO packages. There's Pro, Platinum, Platinum Premier, and Ideal. So the one that we'd be talking about here would be the Platinum. I call it the Platinum Plus because I can add everything that doesn't cost us money, right? If we were going to be running Google Ads, AdWords, that would come out of our pockets. So, of course, we'd have to, you know, charge you something for it. But all the other things, Amazon, Alexa, anything that just costs us time to create, I'm willing to include here for you. And instead of the $599 with the $299 setup fee, you add that up, that's $898. I'm going to waive the setup fee entirely for you. You've already got a website, so we don't have to build one. There's still a lot of content that we have to create, though, but I'm going to waive that setup fee, and I'll take that $599 down to $399, and then after that first month, it'll drop down another $100 to $299, and it's going to stay at $299 moving forward.
So you're talking about the Platinum deal starting out at $399.
Right.
And drop into $299. Is that what
correct.
You're saying?
That's exactly correct. So in the first month alone, you're saving $200 off the cost of the service plus the setup fee. So you're saving $499, $500 in your first month. And then every month after that, it's going to drop down to $299. So off the cost of the $599, you'll be saving $300 a month. Because, like I said, it's the new business rate. And we try to make it affordable. Way back when, and gosh, it's probably more than 20 years now, the owner of our company was helping his brother get his young company at that time on the first page of Google. Real smart guy. And then kind of a light bulb moment for him. He thought, well, my brother's got his own business. Maybe I can have my own business, and maybe helping small and young companies get on the first page of Google would be a good business model. You know, 20 years later, we're a Google partner. We do still kind of go back to our roots. We still like to give back to especially the younger companies. That's why we're offering it here at a significantly reduced rate. And like I said, it would never go up. It's just that flat rate. And it's the $3.99 for that first month. And after that, every month you stay with us, it's going to be $2.99.
I'm just sitting here looking at the differences between the Pro and the Platinum.
Different packages, yeah. Well, the Pro package, like I said, there's no Facebook ads on it. And you might be limited to something like a 15 or 20 mile radius. It would expand over time, but the fastest way for us to target, you know, if it's 25 miles away for tree service, 35 miles away for demolition, and the fastest way to do that is to include the Facebook ads as well. I mean, we can get started with the Pro package. I mean, you know, it is a small company. I'd be doing you a disservice if I were to tell you that we could get you 35 miles right away without including those Facebook ads. They kind of work hand in hand with the Google listing and the Google optimization there, which is why, you know, looking at it originally at 50 miles, I thought, well, for sure we can't do the Pro. But when you're saying maybe something closer to 35 for some services, maybe 25 for others, you know, you're not far away from, if you're looking at trying to make it, you know, super budget friendly, it would just limit your service area a little bit, at least in the very beginning, if you were to do the Pro package instead of the Platinum.
Right.
But I mean, to be honest with you, I mean, the difference is sizable and significant for the amount of work that you can take on and for the additional opportunities, especially for something like demolition that might be 25, 30, 35 miles away, well within a comfortable travel area for you to get those additional opportunities. You're not a hair salon or a doggy walker, right? You don't need 15 jobs to break even, whether it's the $2.99 a month, which it would be after that first month, or, you know, $249 a month for the Pro package. I think that extra $50 is well worth doing it to get you the extra coverage and the extra opportunities.
Right. It's kind of been my experience with Facebook is that typically it seems like those aren't the people really looking for a particular service. It just pops up.
That is exactly correct. Yeah, and that's what I was telling you. It's kind of the best of both worlds. I mean, like traditional advertising, if you think about it, is like print, radio, billboards, right? So let's imagine a billboard, even if it's on the most traveled highway, right? People may or may not need that service. And if they do need that service, they might not even see the billboard. So you're kind of, you know, got one hook in the water, right? And maybe you're going to catch a fish, maybe you're not going to catch a fish. Facebook's a little bit like that. Like you said, they're not particularly going on their Facebook page trying to find an excavation contractor. To be honest, I think most people who go on Facebook are just looking for something to look at. But when they find an ad, because they are already thinking about it, maybe they've got an old stump the kids keep tripping over, you know? Maybe they want to have that removed, and they click on your listing, and, oh, yeah, this guy's right around the corner. Let me give him a call. You know, you can get extra work that way. But you're exactly right. With Facebook, they're not necessarily looking in that exact moment. So it's like a billboard, something like that. You may or may not be hitting your target audience, but at 20 or 22 cents per click, and it's only going to be at that point someone who is interested in your services, it's well worth doing, you know, 400 clicks and opportunities for people who might need your services and have it in the back of their mind. And then you do have the other one, which is kind of like shooting fish in a barrel, to stay with the fishing analogy here, when you're right where someone is when they need somebody.
I'm not clear on that exactly. You're talking about just a flat rate per month, but then you're also talking about the number of clicks. And
so there's $100 of Facebook ads included in that Platinum package. So when Facebook ads run 20 or 22 cents per click, maybe 25 cents per click, with a $400 budget spend for Facebook, just the math works out to about 400 clicks. But it is included in the package, the Platinum package. You're not paying extra for those clicks.
And then if it exceeds that amount, then I would
right.
be
I mean, it, no, I mean, if we run out of budget and if it does happen, I mean, that's kind of a good thing. That means you're getting a lot of traction and people are clicking on those leads. You know, it might be a week before the month is up and we'll say, hey, you know, looks like you're been getting so much traction on Facebook, that your ads are not going to run this week. But usually that doesn't happen. You know, like I said, there might even be some left over for the next month. But we also will try to manage those clicks to where that they are lasting the entire month. You know, if we see, you know, like a lot of it happening up front, we're going to probably slow things down, maybe take one or two ads off and things like that. So it will stretch out the entire month. But you'll get the reports and the tracking, and we'll take a look at it too. And it wouldn't ever be more than like an extra $25 at the most, if that. And that's only if we call you and say, hey, you know, even through managing your Facebook ads, it looks like your budget's been eaten up and it's, you know, still six more days left in the month. Did you want to add another $20 or $25 to Facebook ads to give us the rest of the month to run those ads? But the point of those Facebook ads, like I said, is really to help us stretch your radius and help that stretch your radius on Google and Bing. So it is something that I recommend for any business that wants to go more than 25 miles, even for any of their services.
So your company would be in touch with me
if I
was going over my monthly
yes,
budget.
Of course. Yeah, and that's one of the things that I have to do even before I can ask you for any form of payment is to read what's called a voice verification. Because we are Google partners, it's required of us, and it does get recorded through the computer. So it clearly states that it's an exact amount. It's $3.99 the first month and $2.99 every month after that. It would never be even a penny more. So we would have to call you first, get your authorization, and you would know the exact amount. So again, I know I've heard business owners complain about Angie's that it's not even like a bill that you have a couple of weeks to pay for, like a credit card bill. They just take money out of your account, and sometimes it's more than you expect. You're not ever going to see that with us. Like I said, it would bill once a month for the exact amount. You'll always know in advance. We'll contact you. We'll talk to you about the cost, about the benefits. You make the ultimate decision. Our goal, my goal, would be to keep you at that flat rate and not have to exceed it at all.
Right. So $3.99 first month, $2.99 every month thereafter, as long as we're partners.
Correct. As long as you use the service. I mean, it's officially our new business rate, but even if you're, you know, still with the service 5 years from now, 10 years from now, even if you're a well-established company, you'll always be grandfathered in at the new business rate. And even if that goes up down the road, you're grandfathered in at today's new business rate. So it's always going to be that flat rate.
So what happens when you get 10 grading excavation companies here in the same area?
So we can't do that. We would actually be jeopardizing our Google partnership to do that. Strict Google guidelines dictate it's one business per area and industry, and we do definitely want to adhere to that. Of course, the benefit of being a Google partner is that our service area includes all of the United States and Canada and every industry under the sun. So we don't have to and wouldn't want to put our clients in competition with each other. We wouldn't want to work with another excavation contractor in your area. We want you to get the maximum return on your investment. Even in the pricing page, you can see that $5.99 plus the $8.99. We're going to need to earn your business for 3 or 4 months because, of course, every month we're still paying the Facebook ads. We're still updating and optimizing content. So at, you know, $3.99 and then dropping down to $2.99, you know, we have to keep your phone ringing, you know, for at least 3 or 4 months just for it to even make sense at all for us. The reason it's on there at $5.99 with that $2.99 is that's about what we spend in that first month. Maybe a little bit less if we're not building out a website for you. But definitely we would not be able to stay in business as long as we have if we were not able to deliver on the promise and premise of keeping our clients on that first page and keeping their phone ringing. I mentioned before, I'm just about a week shy of my 10.5-year anniversary. I've got clients that have been with me almost from the very beginning, but as a company, we've got clients that have been with us even longer than I have, 12, 14, 16 years. So our clients do keep the service. The internet's not going away anytime soon. It just gets easier and easier and more popular than ever for us to access.
So once we get started, do I talk to, if I have questions or comments or concerns, do I call Paul and talk to Paul, or do I call a customer care service and talk to some Iranian guy?
No. No, all of our service is U.S.-based, and then, of course, I would be your account lead on this. You can talk to me at any time during our hours of business, of course, but I'm on the phone quite a bit, as you can imagine, with only short breaks in between, so I do have backup, so to speak. We've got a dedicated client support team, very informed, very professional, very knowledgeable, and they will always have full access to your account. So if I'm not available, anyone who answers the phone will be able to help you out.
Okay.
And you can reach a live client support agent or myself Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. I am staying a little after to speak with you, but I'm more than happy to do that and might even be able to do that at a per-need basis if you needed to talk to me. You know, at 7:30 on a night, I might be able to make myself available for that conversation.
Okay. I'm 99.5% in with you. I think that I'm going to go this route.
That other 0.5%?
Well, I have one issue
that needs
here.
To be addressed?
No, I have two issues.
Okay.
The first issue is I would like to discuss this with Sean, because I'm going to send him half the bill of it, and I'd like to discuss it with him and just make sure he's on board with it. And the second issue is I went to a wedding in Raleigh, which you probably don't know where Raleigh is, but it's about 3 hours away from here, and I had to use my credit card there, and I used my company credit card, and I left it, and a buddy of mine picked it up for me and is bringing it home, but I probably won't have that till tomorrow, so I don't know what my card number is or anything.
Gotcha. Well, at least your buddy was able to pick that up from 3 hours away. That saves you six-hour round trip.
I do want to do business with you. I think that from what you're telling me, I think this is a better service than Angie Leaves. I'm not being real.
That's what most
people
tell me.
The jury's still out with Angie Leaves.
I've never used the service as a consumer, as a homeowner, and not as a business owner either. But if you go back 10.5 years, it wasn't called Angie's. Of course, it's only been about 3.5 years that kind of the combination of Home Advisor and Angie's List becoming Angie's Leads. But before that, it was called Home Advisor.
They got sued.
Yeah. Oh, you're not kidding. They did. Home Advisor did. There's a class action suit of, I think, more than 4,500 contractors already over the so-called quality of the leads. Even before it was called Home Advisor, you know, you go back 10 years or more, it was called Service Magic. Same company. They just kind of rebrand after a little bit, change ownership, but the same kind of business model of selling and reselling leads to businesses and their competitors. So, I mean, I've heard business owners say, you know, I called it as soon as I got the lead. I never even got in touch with anybody. No one answered the phone. Or worse still, they called me out. They answered the phone when I called, and they yelled at me for calling. They said, hey, I already hired somebody else. Why are you calling me? And that's insult to injury when it costs you money for that conversation, and then all you can do is kind of call Angie's and tell them what happened. A lot of business owners say they give you a couple of credits, but after a while they tell you you've had too many credits and you have to pay for it no matter what happened on that call. That's not real budget friendly for a small company when you're paying good money to maybe not even talk to somebody, right? You didn't even have an opportunity to get that job and it still took money out of your pocket. whether you get the job or someone else gets the job, or even when nobody gets the job, Angie's is still making their money. But with us, like I said, we're only going to be working with your business in the area for these particular services. We have to keep your phone ringing and earn your business. Your success is our success, which is why we're willing to reduce the cost of the service to make it affordable enough for you to see it working. Use the tracking system, hold us accountable by all means, and then of course we know that you're going to like the service. I don't say it a lot because it really does sound pretty corny, but if you give us even just 1% of your faith and trust in that first month and the rest of that month to earn it, I know you're going to be happy with the service.
Well, I'll point out something to you that may be beneficial to both of us. I've got a larger grading company that is kind of my mentor company, and if I come across a job that is too complicated or is a lot larger than I am, then I'll partner up with them, and so we're able to, you know, we're able to do larger scale jobs as well.
Okay, so you can if you get those phone calls. So you're more likely to turn away a job too small and too far away, but a bigger job, you can partner up and get the job done and profit from it. So that's good to know, because you might get those bigger calls, those calls for bigger jobs.
We have, and, you know, we usually just partner up with them when we do that.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
All right.
Makes a lot of sense.
So if I say where I go, but I don't have my card yet, what do I need to do here?
Well, it would be something I'd have to give you the follow-up for, unless you could call your buddy and he could just give you the number. But, I mean,
well, he goes to bed really early because he has to get up at like 2 o'clock in the morning, and I got in later than he's already going to bed.
I gotcha. So we'd be looking at tomorrow morning to get everything set up. That's okay, too, because we still have to do your client interview. So that's one of the other things I would want to have scheduled here is a follow-up call with one of our technicians just to kind of verify information off of your website and information that I have here, hours of operation you want to be listed for, mission statement, motto, slogan, all of that stuff. If you want us to brand your company as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. So we will do that follow-up call so that we can get all the information that we need to have on paper, whether it's to promote actively for your business or just to have on record for everything to be Google compliant. So that is a follow-up call, and we would have to do that tomorrow anyway. Looking at my schedule tomorrow, I can give you a call. We start pretty early for the East Coast, but we're out here in the West Coast, so we go typically 7 to 4. West Coast, and that's 10 to 7. Like I said, that's our hours of operation where you can reach client support or where I'm typically still around. I can call you back, though, around 10 o'clock tomorrow. I think that would be okay. Would that work for
that
you?
That would be my time?
That would be your time. Yeah, 10 o'clock, your time.
Okay. I can plan for that.
All right. And then for the client interview, let me pull up the calendar real quick. It looks pretty wide open for tomorrow, at least starting at 11 o'clock your time until all the way up until maybe 6 o'clock. So we certainly can find an opportunity to speak with you for about a half an hour, and we'll figure that out when I talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. I'm pretty excited for you, especially for the younger companies, you know. I don't want to say anything bad about another company ever, but I have talked to a lot of business owners that have told me that Angie's is hit or miss at best. I've talked to a lot of business owners that wish they never got started with them, that might have even have joined that class action suit. So if I can even help you to scale back on the leads a little bit, keep them paused more often or cap them at a lower amount, or if you do, like a lot of my clients do, choose to stop using that service altogether and simply let your phone ring. Well, I know that's good for you, and it makes me feel pretty good as well. So be happy to be a big part of that, and I'll definitely give you a call tomorrow morning. We'll get everything all set up.
All right, Paul. Thank you for your time, buddy.
yours as well, Dwight. I appreciate your time, Mr. Taylor. You have a blessed rest of the day, and we'll talk again tomorrow.
All right. Thank you much.
Thank you, sir. Take care. Bye now.